You see, the problem is that in the modern day, everything is being commodified. Even peace of mind is being commodified. And meditation, mindfulness is being sold as a method, as a practice that can bring about peace of mind. But the problem is that the society is collectively dysfunctional. You may meditate for 10-15 minutes a day and it will give you a good feeling. But at the end, when you go to your workplace, meet people, again, you know, you start acting and reacting, and all those patterns come back. The thinking mind comes back that wants better relationships, job security, money, recognition, adulation. So all those cravings are so ingrained within our psyche that we just can't let go of these things. The problem is that we are looking for a solution outside. Whereas the key to unlocking peace of mind is within. Actually, mind itself is the key to unlock the peace of mind. Because understanding the mind is the only thing that can be done. What is understood, that becomes, that is seen in the light of an awareness, which is not an identified awareness. But we see, we keep looking for solutions. This whole idea of seeking itself is a diversion. Diversion from what is. So we go to gurus, we go to teachers, we read books in the hope of becoming a better person. And this whole idea that we must strive for growth, this whole idea of growth, it comes from a dysfunction, it comes from unwholesome desires. And those desires only look to perpetuate the sense of personal identification. And the thing is that it's never going to stop. When we achieve one milestone, we immediately start for another. I have never seen that people are able to stop and enjoy their fruits of labor. In that sense, the ambition sort of becomes like a poison, where we just keep running and chasing after goal without even stopping to think as to why we are doing that. What is the purpose of that? Because some of us can be so scared, so fearful. And you know, we say that, no, we are doing this for our family. We are doing this to safeguard our future. We don't even bother to understand what we are in this present moment, and we are worried about the future. What happens if I fall sick? What happens if my money finishes? What will become of my family? See, these are the thoughts in mind. And in that fear, we don't give time to our loved ones. We are not there for people. I see the levels of anxiety are so high that it is difficult to find people who can sit quietly for 2 minutes without checking their smartphones. There are people who are so anxious that they cannot sit quietly for even 1 minute. The ego mind always wants to speak. It does not want to listen. It does not want to understand. And then we run off to therapists and spiritual gurus. Of course, if you are going to spend your entire day in a high stress environment, how do you expect that a 5 or 10 minutes meditation break here and there is going to make you calm? What ultimately is going to bring you calm is when you have the courage to look inwards. When you understand your dysfunction, only then you get to know the society's collective dysfunction. And that is when you are truly able to disconnect, not with the society, with your dysfunction. Because you understand it, you see it for what it is. You don't try to find a solution. You see it with complete totality, with total awareness. Because normally what happens is that sometimes we feel that certain emotions are troubling us. For example, anger, very common. Now, anger has two components to it. This emotion is given to us for a reason. So there is no point in suppressing anger. And sometimes meditation can be used to do that, to bypass these feelings. Not always, but sometimes, yes. But anger has two dimensions to it. One is a conscious, healthy anger. Another is the unconscious rage. And, you know, the healthy anger is like keeping hot water in the mouth. So if you have an altercation with someone where you need to express your discomfort in the moment, when the situation demands, you spit hot water and you communicate. I'm saying you communicate. So hot water is not going to damage you. But the unconscious rage is like keeping an acid in the mouth. That will also do the job, but the acid will burn you from within. So keeping rage, hate, hatred, resentment, malice, jealousy, these are like poisons that burn a person from within. So total awareness means to accept everything, to accept every emotion without trying to change anything. Because the movement to change through resistance is also the part of the problem.